Yes, I kind of almost got it right this morning. About half would be here this afternoon. No matter how much, yeah, I said half of a half this afternoon. And trying to, can you bring the slide up? It should be on the back there, okay. One of the main things I want to do and try to do is encourage one another. And, I'm hoping from this morning that we understand that one show of our gratitude to God is that we're here to worship Him. And that's one of the least things that we can do as far as showing our gratitude towards Him. But thank you all for being here. I'm going to try my best not to stay long, because y'all already don't told me. But what I do want to do was continue to try to help encourage you throughout this walk. I mentioned it earlier that life is not easy.
Amen.
And we're going to go through some things. And needless to say, we all are going to be faced with some trials this coming year. Mm-hmm. Lord willing, if we are to live throughout this year, I guarantee you, you're going to be faced with some trials, some things that's going to kind of knock you down, knock you for a loop. So I want to help you along that aspect. And today I kind of want to harp on three main things, and that is hope, faith, and prayer. And those are the things that we're going to have to use throughout this year to help us. John 16 and verse 33, it says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Amen. This world that we live in, we are going to face tribulation. Amen. It's not meant for everything to be smooth sailing. This test that we go through is really, it's a testing of our faith. So how are we going to fare throughout this year with our hope, our faith, and our prayers? Now, I want to start out with hope. Now, the definition for hope is the feeling that what is wanted can be had. So the feeling that what is wanted can be had, or that events will turn out for the best. Yeah. Now, the word hope appears in the Bible many times. And I've heard many times before that even Christians said, you don't need to use the word hope. I mean, you pray for it, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Well, hope, you better have hope.
Amen.
So we have to have hope. But the Bible, but the hope in the Bible is not the same as the word hope that we read in the modern English vernacular. We use the word hope to describe our wants, our desires, our dreams. We hope that it won't rain. We hope that we'll have a snow day so we don't have to go to work or to school. You guys are hoping right now that I don't get long-winded up here. So we have hope. But as Christians, we have another kind of hope.
Amen.
In fact, we have a better kind of hope. Hope that I speak of is not wishful thinking. Rather, it is a firm assurance of things to come. Yeah. I have here Romans 8, verse 24 through 25. "For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? Yeah. But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently." Now, without a doubt, we're going to go through some things and we get to a point where it seems like all hope is gone. And we face this feeling of hopelessness. And often, just when things seem to be going our way, we've been blessed and we thank God, oh man, this is all, everything is going smooth. And all of a sudden, something seems to come right up and just smack us in the face. And sometimes we, as human, we think, well, how am I going to get over this? And we feel, woe is me. And we get to a point where, you know what, I don't even feel like praying right now. Mm-hmm. I hope you don't get to that point. Mm-hmm. But as humans, We have to make sure that we don't get to that point of hopelessness as Christians.
Amen.
Because all our hope is not gone. Why hope for something, as the scriptures say, if you already have it? You're not going to hope for a better day when everything is all going well. So the hope that we have is going to be a hope that we are looking for. We're going to have to be patient for that hope. 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
Amen.
So sometimes when we feel like all hope is gone, when you're hoping, you know, our hope is that our children will grow up to be, you know, this good in society. You know, we hope and pray that our kids grow up to be Christian leaders within the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get examples for the young women. You know, good examples for the younger men. We hope that and pray for that for our kids. But sometimes our kids happen to act up. and then you look at them like, oh, is there any hope there? Yes. Don't give up on hope for your kids.
Amen.
Don't give up on hope when you seem like you're down and out on your job and you're up tossing and turning at night. And you're wondering, well, you know how you do when you contemplating all these things that somebody's talking about you at work, and you know your boss gonna fire, and none of that stuff is really coming to fruition. I mean, you just have yourself worked up because your hope is not in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to that point, you know, realize that you know the hope that we have is not because of those things that we see. Because when we see things, we tend to come to our own conclusion.
Amen.
But we can't do that as Christians. So this hope that we have in Christ, we can't give up on that hope. When you feel like all your hope is gone, you have to think differently. You have to think differently. So you must think differently. So I'm telling you today that if you feel like everything that is going on in your world right now, because you're going to face this, regardless if it's in your marriage, regardless if it's with your kids, regardless if it's at work, all hope is not gone.
Amen.
That's where it starts. So if you have no hope, if you don't even have hope that things for a better, you know, the definition for that hope is a feeling that what you want can be had. So if you feel like, well, you know what, I can't do better. If you feel like, well, I'm just trapped in this marriage, or if you feel like God just don't love me, that's when all your hope is gone. That's not becoming of what a Christian is.
Amen.
When you feel like, oh, my health, this ain't what it should be. Oh, just a woe is me because I'm at this juncture in my life. That's not where a Christian's hope should be.
Amen.
So when you get that to that point, I'm here to try to help encourage you. Realize that that's Satan that's part of his tactic is to tear you down.
That's right.
And when you lose that hope, when you feel hopelessness, then that's just Satan on you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to that point, renew your strength, renew your faith in God. And that's going to be a part of it as well. But that hope is where it must start. So if you feel like you have no hope, if you feel like, woe is me, I can't make it. Don't let that happen. You have to get yourself out of that situation. That brings about depression. That brings about anger. That brings about the Christian that you should not be.
Amen.
So if you find yourself in that situation, which you likely will throughout this year, and I hope you remember back on this, that when you feel like you're down in despair, that my hope is built on nothing less then what?
Jesus blood.
Blood is righteousness. That's right. That is what our hope is built upon.
Mm-hmm.
Faith. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so if our hope is built on that, so faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So that faith, that hope in our faith has to be coupled. So when you're hoping on something, then you must have faith that it's going to come true.
Amen.
Amen. Hebrews 10:38. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Now you can't hope for something, have faith in it, and then draw back and say, well, no, God, that, I'm going to stay up and toss and turn. I'm going to try to work it out. And
that's
I just,
right.
Woe is me. And next thing you know, your health is failing. Everything is failing. God just don't love me. Mm-hmm. That does not tie with faith and hope.
Amen. Yeah.
So when you have hope and when you have faith in Jesus Christ, all things are possible. It doesn't matter how dire your situation is. You know, I like the prayer for our young kids that keep praying for a home.
That's
they
right.
keep praying for a house.
That's right.
They hope that they're going to get a house.
Yeah.
I'm praying for you that That's you right. get a house. I have faith that y'all are going to get a house.
Amen.
So when you get to a point and you say, well, you know what, that ain't going to ever happen for us. We're not deserving of it. That's not becoming of a Christian.
That's
so
right.
as Christians, we should rally behind someone that has their hope and prayer in that. That's what we're here for.
That's
we should have that hope and faith for them as well.
Amen.
Habakkuk 2:4. See, the enemy is puffed up. His desires are not upright. That like I said earlier, that's Satan. When your hope seems like it's gone, that ain't nothing but Satan
Amen.
On you.
That's right.
And actually, you, even though you feel like you're down in despair, you actually puffed up because you're trying to work things out on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to say, well, I can't do this. I can't do that. That's you.
That's right.
You puffed up more than you should, and you are already down in despair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when we have hope and faith in Jesus and the rest of that, but righteous person will live by his faithfulness. So if you are righteous, if we're right with God, then our faith, we should be humble in all our ways.
Amen.
We should not lean not to our own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're going through things, when we are down, when we seem that like our hope is gone, that's when our faith should be built up as best, to its highest. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you're going to come to God praying for something and you don't have faith, if you're just speaking the words, then it has no meaning. So if you're going to go to God and ask for prayers for whatever your situation is, we must have faith that it can be done.
Amen.
If not, then he has no pleasure in that.
Amen.
And we know that faith, it tells us, it's not this passage, but faith the size of a mustard seed, we can actually move mountains. So no matter what that mountain is in our life, with faith, it can be removed. Regardless if it's health, regardless if it's money issues, regardless if it's bill issues, regardless if it's, you know, parent issues, children issues, that mountain can be removed. And the thing is, it's never with us pushing it out of the way.
Amen.
It seems like that mountain that gets moved is never moved the way that we think it should be.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So when we pray and when we have faith and have hope, we need to give that over to God and let him move the mountain for us.
That's right.
Amen.
We can't do anything. You can't, to be honest with you, can barely move a little pebble. So more or less, and you can't go out here and move a car, none of that. Let God move the mountain for us. And then we have prayer. And this is one of the last, so prayer. And this is the scripture that was read into your hearing. Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope. Rejoice in hope. When all your hope is not gone, you should be rejoicing. When we're going through things, we have to rejoice.
Amen.
When we have pains, we need to rejoice because we feel the pain. When we have issues that we're dealing with, we need to rejoice because we have a God that we can pray to.
Yeah.
You know, when we have bills that need to be paid and we're worried about how they're going to get paid, we need to rejoice because we know we've been there before and they are going to get paid.
Amen.
When we seem to be in a tough situation in our living arrangement and we're staying with an aunt or cousin or what have you, we need to rejoice because we know that someday there's going to be a better day.
Amen.
You know, I said earlier that, you know, many of us slept in a bed last night with probably five or six pillows on the bed. You have to choose which pillow you want to put your head on.
Mm.
We are blessed in so many ways. God has blessed us to see many years. And he's not going to give up on us, and we should not give up on him.
Amen.
Romans 12 and 12, rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer.
Yes.
These few little words are so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope and pray that you can remember this. Because it is so powerful when we're going through things. We need to rejoice in hope. Be patient in our tribulations. And always be constant in prayer. Matthew 21 and 22. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Mark 11, 22, 24 through 24. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Have assuredly I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt it in his heart, but believe that these things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever thing you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them.
Amen.
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 James 5, 15 through 16. And the prayers of the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses one to another and pray for one another that you may have be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. It says, pray and the prayer of faith will save the sick. Now, we know we got so many members here right now this week that are under the weather, that are in the hospital, that have had surgery in the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to those situations sometimes, your faith, your hope is low.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to pray for one another.
That's right.
We need to pray for one another that we can, that our members, that our brothers and sisters in Christ can be healed, that they can be forgiven of any sin, that we all can be forgiven of sin.
Amen.
We need to pray for one another throughout this week and have hope and faith that we can all grow stronger. We talked about that this morning on how to study, how to become stronger Christians. We need to be praying for one another in that aspect. My hope is that we, you know, I know this is like, but my hope and prayer is that we are become the strongest congregation in the world in our faith.
Amen.
What is that?
Well,
you know, that's my hope.
Amen.
That we can all have our faith, I mean, just unraveled.
Amen.
And that we can all love one another. I mean, that is my, I mean, I know it's probably a far-fetched hope, but I just hope that, you know, just looking at you all, that, I mean, man, faith is just up there. You know, we're studying like we should, and we're praying for one another like
Amen.
We should. We're visiting each other like we should.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we?
Right.
And I think we can. And that's what my hope and my prayer is that we can become stronger in our faith. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. And that's what I have. Don't want to prolong, but what I want to make sure is that I'm hoping that as we face the things that we're going to be faced with throughout this year, that your hope will be built up, that our faith will be strong, and that we will pray without ceasing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot to pray for, and don't take it lightly. Don't leave here today knowing that we need prayer, that we need your prayer, and don't even pray for us.
Amen.
So that is my message today. I hope it encourages you. I hope from this morning, I'm hoping that we can be encouraged to show more gratitude to God. He's deserving. He is so, I'm so grateful to him. Yeah, his grace is more than sufficient of our time, of our gratitude. We should be doing a lot, and we need to do more.
Right.
So as we go out through, and like I said, when you do things one or two times, it becomes habit.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get better with our studying, make that become habit. When we get down and depressed, we need to get out of that. We need to make that a habit.
That's right.
You know, we need to have our faith needs to be habit. I mean, when we see sin and we see it and say, no, I'm not going to do that.
That's
that
right.
Needs to become habit.
Amen.
As
soon as we see sin, we need to be vexed in our soul like Lot. And we need to say, hey, no, that's Satan.
Mm-hmm.
When you get depressed, that's Satan.
That's right.
That's what we need to be. So that just happened just like that.
Mm-hmm.
It takes some work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take you and your diligence to do so. So that's my message for you this afternoon. I hope that we can take it, and I hope we can build upon it. So at this time, we're going to stand and close out with our song. If you have any prayer requests, make those prayer requests known at this time.